We're talking to Fred of Pennsylvania, who has become keenly aware that all levels of government are now corporations. I think Clint Richardson had a show called Corporation Nation. He did a documentary called Corporation Nation. We have an awareness, but what seems to be missing, Fred, and I don't know if you've made the same observation, what does it mean, though, that they're all corporations? People say, well, it's just another, you know, another entity, you know, they're still government. Well, no, it doesn't. It means that they're working for the benefit of their corporation. And I got involved in a Go Local movement trying to get my local government corporation to offer more support for local businesses instead of cutting deals with big international corporations that put local businesses out of business. And I must have spent a year trying to reach those people. And no, they didn't care what I had to say. They didn't want to look at any of the information I was giving them. I sent them a wonderful speech by called Going Local. And it's, you can see it, and I'm trying to remember the name of the author. It was great in explaining the advantage to a community that go local. The more local business you have, the more prosperity you have in the community, that these big corporations, they come in and they offer jobs, minimum paid jobs, and then all the profits go back to their home office, which isn't even probably in your state, like Walmart. But I could not reach them, and then I finally realized that they were working for their own interests. They were not working for the interest of the people in the community.
Well, I think you know the answer to your own question about what the consequences are, and you can share that with the audience at any time. I think what I would add to that is there is a sort of like more of a secrecy in some of these the structure than there is even in, you know, some of these agencies, intelligence agencies, more of a secrecy because there's a certain a definite interest in when you draw someone in and you make them an officer of this organization to keeping your mouth shut about it.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. In fact, my city council decided it was okay to have secret emergency meetings. We didn't even know what they were about, but they would do that, and they'd make decisions at their secret emergency meetings that would affect us.
Isn't that a wonderful word? Isn't that a wonderful word, emergency? You got to put that word in there, and that's the keys to the kingdom right there, is that word emergency.
Yes.
It has to do with fear. It has to do with crisis. It has to do with no alternative but to listen to what I'm telling you. You know, and if we could get rid of that accent of emergency, we'd be so much better off.
Well, yeah, and if you read Lewis McFadden's book, he was saying when they called that banking emergency back in '33, there was no real emergency. That was done just to get the people's gold. The people weren't hoarding. There was no banking emergency, and they called it anyway. So, yeah, you're right. Isn't an emergency a handy thing to have around, right?
Yeah, it's a handy thing. It doesn't seem to end.
Yep. No.
You get the cycles of the seasons, and you know you have cause and effect. But these emergencies, an emergency causes another emergency. One causes another one, and the bureaucracy just laps it all up. They're only too happy to live under those conditions, and they get their 11 to 15% guaranteed annual increase. Oh, I have a question. Where does all this extra money end up in appropriations? Where does this money end up? I mean, there's never been an audit of the national government, and the question is, where does it end? It must be invested somewhere.
I don't know.
Because
I know.
After all, does the corporation want to put its money somewhere good?
You know, I don't know. I know that researchers have found out that your taxes go to pay off the national debt, that they don't go for any government services. So, You know, where did the $1 trillion go? What, how much was it that was exposed?
Where did that go? Where? That's right. The trillion. Now tell me about that, and I'll tell you about the 125 billion. The Pentagon says they're employing paper shufflers for $125 billion.
Yeah,
and it had to do with the fact that they don't want to tell Congress that they have a lot of money left over, so they could keep those people on the books from year to year.
Yes.
They just keep them on the books, and that way their appropriation doesn't go down, but it goes up faster than ever.
Well, my husband's been in disputes with city council when they, you know, he'll go to the meetings and they'll say, well, we saved the city. Everybody will be happy to hear we saved the city X amount of money because we outsourced something, you know. And my husband's always sitting there saying, well, if you save the city X amount of money, are you going to reduce our taxes by that amount?
No, that's one of these save things, you know, save money on a mink, you know, the kind of a thing. Do you really, you know, go ahead, buy a mink and then convince yourself that you saved a lot of money. Are you richer because you bought that mink? Or did you just put the house up in hock to get that mink stole? It's really, and this 1978 Budget Control Act. Yeah. Or whatever it was, it's just the opposite. It actually means that if you increase by X amount, you can claim in an appropriation that you made a cut because it was more than what your wish was to increase a department's appropriation. If you really, in your heart of hearts, wanted to go up 30% and you only went up 15%, and then that act says you can claim a 15% cut in appropriations. it just flips it all around. It flips it around, and you know, it's really something magic at work, basically.
Right, and it was designed.
Well, tell me about that $1 trillion in that you just mentioned.
Well, wasn't that on the eve of
9/11? Oh no, it was multiple trillions. But I think there's been more than one or two of these multi-year Defense Department. What Catherine Austin Fitz called undocumented adjustments.
Yeah, she talks about
that. I wish I could rely on those kinds of things and just have a truck back up into my house and just pour gold coins into my yard. I mean, undocumented adjustments mean someone is getting that.
Yes, and I think that if people would take the time to look at Lewis McFadden's material, it should be an eye-opener. You will see that they have been pillaging the country, these international bankers associated with the Rothschild cartel, since 1913. It has not stopped. They put us in bankruptcy. The International Monetary Fund became the trustees of the bankruptcy, and we have been under their economic control ever since. Now you know why local businesses are having a hard time. There's so many restrictions on food producers, on everybody. If you try to make a living, they don't want you to do it without a license, and then they regulate you to death. This is an economic war, and more than that, they're physically harming us now with all these toxic substances. How anyone cannot recognize that this institution called the U.S. government and all the branches and network involved is waging war against the population.
Yeah, and Al, I just want to say that you really can't get an article out of like an encyclopedia. I haven't been able to get a decent one since the 60s, and I saw one with some wonderful illustrations in the article, but the ones that I can't get any kind of education tool on that subject of cartels, and this is so important because it goes back and refers to everything that you've been saying: cartels of information, cartels of goods, cartels of services, cartels of military supplies, cartels of this, cartels of that. That is almost like a key concept is the cartel. And even if there's the UN mumbling about this or mumbling about that, they don't get to the heart of anything. And I think that's what these wars are about. I mean, we know about, I've heard the word imperialism, but I think cartel is more of a explanation for everything. Because they're constantly striving to eliminate competition, and they will kill people in a whole region to eliminate international competition of these international companies.
Absolutely.
They're just making war on whole regions and just doing that to eliminate the possible growth and competition of the people over there. I wouldn't want to be living over there in the Middle East, because it's a whole ruined, a whole region is ruined.
Right, that's true.
They didn't do it to themselves. They're not coming over. Well, they're coming over here. You know, some of them are coming over here, but they're not sending hundreds of thousands of troops anywhere. Any of these Arab countries?
No. I mean, we are the aggressor now,
and we're the aggressor.
And if you're the U.S. citizen. And that's my original question. Why would anybody want to be a U.S. citizen? Why would you not want to give that up? When you see what's being done in your name, why would you feel good about being a U.S. citizen? They're harming you as a U.S. citizen, and the United States Corporation is causing carnage across the planet. I don't see anything gained by being a U.S. citizen. You're signing up for your own enslavement. You are signing up to be a victim of this cartel. And that's what you will be if you keep that citizenship. I know it sounds harsh, Fred, but, you know, the facts are there. The facts are everywhere. And we try to bring them up on this show.
So the next step after that is to... pool your money and form a corporation to live under, like a commune, like something maybe with 10,000 people under it or something like that. What could you do after you've done the first step?
Well, first you have to understand what it is you're doing to consent. You have to get that, because that's where we go back to the notice of condition precedent on our website, and we've done several shows on that. You can go back to the talk show, click on the talk show link, and you'll see I've done several recordings trying to explain what the idea of the notice of condition precedent is. And you have to start by taking yourself out from under that corporation.
Okay, well, is there a way then? I mean, everyone wants to become better off economically, but I mean, can you combine that with maybe a political statement, build up capital so that capital can't be used, it stays within your own unit, and it can't be used to buy weapons of war, it can't be used to start propaganda campaigns. What then happens with the success of withdrawing from the citizenship role.
So once you're not a citizen, now there are things you can do. Now, Michael Schumann wrote a book, I remember the name of the author, called Going Local. And I recommend it because there are things you can do. There are choices you can make right now. Yes, it may cost you a little more. I do it all the time. I don't shop at any of these. You could never see me in Walmart, okay? You will never see me in Walmart. I do as much as I possibly can with local stores. I'm trying to support the good men and women who've got the brains and the guts to set up a local business. We had our.
I was in the 2006 and 2007. I was heavily involved in the Liberty Dollar movement, and I turn on a lot of people to that. You're talking about something that had a couple hundred thousand people participating in it at its peak.
Right.
But anyway, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but you said after, you want to shop locally, you want to keep your money in your community.
Right. Don't
go ahead. And
well, you don't, you do your best to avoid the big, you know, the big walls. Don't bank with Chase, for goodness sake. Find a local bank or a local credit union. Try to make decisions based on extracting your money from Wall Street and trying to do your best to spend your money locally. And everybody could actually do that. Yes, it costs you a little more to buy at a local grocery store if you've got one in your area than to buy at Walmart. But here's the thing. Do you really need to buy all the junk that most people are buying anyway? Not really. And supporting the community economics is so important. I know it's hard, but when he wrote this book, Michael Schumann, and I saw a presentation he did, and everybody, they just applauded like crazy when he got done because it was so inspiring. And he talked about, like, I have a local grocery store here. The guy's owned it for 25, maybe 30 years. It stayed in the family. He hires our teenagers. He's got employees, a real butcher who's been there for, I bet you, 15 years. He's got people cooking in his deli right there. They've been there for probably 15, 20 years. The employees are all happy.
Those places, the employees are delighted to be there. There's even a possible way for a store like that to have, you know, outreach to people, you know, who can't quite afford the products. I mean, you need to have priorities in your life, and just buying junk or international junk that's coming over on a ship, you just don't want that anymore. It's just junk.
No, and I'll tell you, we have to watch out for these corporations. They're slick. And they don't give a darn about anything but the bottom line, because we had a market district here in Central Ohio, which was downtown. It was all local entrepreneurs would bring their goods there. They would, and they had little deli shops, and they were all locals. And we used to go down on our bikes and would have a great time. Everybody loved it. Well, a big corporate grocery store chain decided to steal that idea. And so they opened this huge super box grocery store, and they named it Market District. And they modeled it after the real deal. Okay? And sadly, people kind of fell for it. And it was just your big corporation garbage. And the money was going out of state. But I don't know if they harmed the business of the real one, which was downtown, smaller and charming as can be. Hard to say.
Well, Al,
but that's what they do. They steal good ideas. They steal good ideas.
I have an important question though in this thing. How do people stop believing the propaganda? In other words, how do I put it this way? If these corporations are constantly getting especially the transnational ones, are getting all these subsidies, there's a conservative ideology that says cut taxes, cut taxes, cut taxes, but we're up to our gills in debt. So how do we get a balance back? Because we're being lied to and saying this can just continue without inflation indefinitely, taxes, and keep increasing.
Okay, we're going to go to break, Fred. I have a couple other callers online. Thank you so much for calling in, and it was an interesting discussion.
In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Talking about why does anyone want to be a United States citizen? And Fred had some great ideas, but we had other callers, so we need to move along. Thank you, Fred, for calling in. I appreciate the kind words as well. Let's see what Bill in Austin. Bill, are you going to defend your U.S. citizenship?
Hello. Good evening. Yeah. I have a couple of thoughts to ponder. You had mentioned a lot of the conversation gets revolved around the dollar and the money owed, and it's kind of interesting because the true definition of dollar is a unit of measure, such as the pound or the ounce or the gram or the yard or the foot. So when somebody says, well, there is $1 trillion owed, it's like, well, there's 1 trillion ounces missing. And an ounce of what? A pound of what? A yard of what? So they can just create this magical arithmetic that represents nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, when you add...
And you're so right to bring that up, because Lewis McFadden, in that piece that I will post called Lewis McFadden and an Astounding... he did talk exactly about that, Bill. He did a really good job in... Mm-hmm. Went into a little more detail, but made the point that you are making quite nicely as well.
Right. I mean, there's nothing wrong with using arithmetic, trigonometry, algebra, so forth. But the numbers, the formulas, always represent something tangible, such as two right. plus two. Two equals like two apples plus two apples equals four yeah. apples.
Yes.
But if you've got intangible, you can say, I've loaned you 100 ounces, and you repay me 110, but 110 ounces of what?
Right.
So you can just create imaginary numbers, and you can steal from the people indiscriminately that way and say, well, I've paid you 30,000 ounces this year.
Yeah. I think that's why they call it a fiat currency.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Another point of contention is you have a system where they can create money at will, and there's nothing that people can do about it
right.
unless you go to your own system. The government, there is no end to the mischief that a government can get into. As long as they can take your labor, your productivity, and turn it into imaginary numbers. You can go around in circles for several lifetimes trying to stop all the things that they do. But until you get to the heart of the problem, which is them stealing your wealth, your labor, you're just going to be chasing circles. It would seem to me.
Right. The only thing that people have to get, and we've talked about that on the show, they aren't stealing your labor, you're giving it to them.
Exactly.
You're consenting. You don't know you're consenting because this system has been put together by stealth. As Paul Warburg said, not one man in a million will figure it out. Well, a lot of people have figured it out. It's been put
exactly.
together by stealth, and you are volunteering and you don't even know it, which is why we put together Lawfully Yours and why I kind of
right.
dwell on
that's
it all the time
exactly.
to have people understand. You're consenting. You just don't know it.
It's a great website that you have.
Thank you.
One of the reasons ideas that that people have is to get away from paying the income tax from being a citizen. But one of the reasons that they require the income tax, you have countries like Zimbabwe in Africa that started printing money in just randomly. And they got up to where they were printing billion-dollar notes. You can even get online and you can purchase these billion-dollar notes. Of course, the country went defunct. And but the reason that they have the income tax, basically, is if they didn't pull that excess, what's called money, back into their coffers, then we would have hyperinflation, just like Zimbabwe did. So
well,
another
reason they have this income tax system was put in place was to monitor us. If you read Silent Weapons for Quiet War, remember the
yes.
IRS is part of a private cartel. Okay, it is not mm-hmm. part of the Treasury, and we volunteer all that information, and we do
right.
it for nothing, and they use all that info against us. Okay, stay tuned,
right.
folks. Going to a 5-minute break here. We'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Talking to Bill from Austin, and Bill wanted to talk a little bit about the fiat currency that the Federal Reserve banksters foisted on the population back in 1933. And incidentally, for those who aren't aware, in 1934, they came up with a new symbol on the U.S. dollar, and it announced the New World Order. If you take a look at it, it's right there for all to see. Okay, Bill, was there any other points you wanted to make?
Yeah, just one other quick point, and that is that there is no government in the world that's more than 90 days away from dissolution. And the reason for that is that they can't pay their workers and their programs that they will dissolve. The people will rebel within 90 days. So the reason this government basically seems to be getting more powerful and more strength is because they're taking more and more of our productivity. And as long as they're able to take more, it's going to be a harder and harder battle to fight them. It seems like to cut off their oxygen supply with this fiat money is the main course, I would think.
Well, I know that they're moving to automation, so on some level they're kind of seeking to eliminate us, because now that they're going to have computers and robots and machines doing the work for us. They don't need this many people. And if you look at the Georgia Guidestones, they have made that announcement that they are actively engaging in population reduction all around us. And that's their way to solve the problem, you know, eliminate the number of people and hire machines instead. Bill, I have other callers. Is there anything else you wanted to add? Thank you for calling in. I appreciated the comment about the dollar because that's really important. Okay, Andy in Texas, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi.
Hey, Al. How are you?
Good.
Hey, well, first I want to preface this. Yourself, great information. Dr. Parker and this lady named Chris Ann Hall from a different network. Y'all should be required information in our schools. I mean, we should be hearing this stuff from the day we're born to the day we graduate from high school and on into college and stuff. And that's the one thing I think that is missing throughout this country is information is being withheld from us. And you are opening the treasure trove of information that we all need to know. But having said that, that's not what I called for. Oh, absolutely. You're welcome. What I called about is, okay, so when we established corporations, they had a charter. And the charter was for whatever length of time their project was or whatever they were doing. And if they didn't get it done in time, they had to go back and re-petition for another charter. Okay, so now you're saying that the U.S. government is a corporation. Did they give themselves a charter? I know we have the 1913 Central Bank was given a 100-year charter, which ended in 2013. But did the United States give themselves a charter, or is it an open-end corporation?
Well, I'll tell you, I did locate a charter, and I did have a YouTube on that. I located a charter that they put together in 1925, and they did it in perpetuity. Now, initially, corporations weren't allowed to be chartered in perpetuity. Initially, corporations weren't allowed to be chartered to do any more than one thing. But the money monsters have managed to get all that changed. Now, when the country went bankrupt in 1933, people have to understand, we did a show on bankruptcy. When a country or a corporation, it was the corporation, went bankrupt in 1933, it was turned over to trustees of the bankruptcy. Now,
how convenient.
That's what happens in a bankruptcy, and I've seen that happen in my family members. I know exactly how that works. So now we were in the hands of the trustees. Now, McFadden, some people say it was the Bank of International Settlements, and other people say it was the International Monetary Fund. To my knowledge, there have been many people who've tried to get the documents of that bankruptcy because there would have had to be documents and signed documents. To my knowledge, that's been considered a secret, national security, and nobody's been able to see exactly what they did with that bankruptcy. We've only seen the result, the outcome, which is they confiscated the people's gold, they made us enemies. They created a fake currency called the Federal Reserve Note, and they backed their fiat currency by the labor of the American people with the birth certificate person scam. So, I don't know. I mean, some people say that they renamed the organization USA Inc. I don't know. I haven't seen documents to prove, but I'm fairly certain they reorganized and they do have a charter. Chances are they swindled us into an in perpetuity charter. I don't know.
So,
They've done it before.
So who was the criminal? Refresh my memory here. Who was the criminal president that overseen the bankruptcy?
The guy who brought it in. His name was Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and he called it the New Deal.
There we go. We got some great people that have been running our country. Well, you know what? Listen, Al. You know, I was born on this planet in this situation. I wasn't born here to set up a situation such as yourself and everybody else who's probably listening. You know, I just don't find this to be a very good setup that we got going on, and I don't approve of it, and I am not an American citizen. I'm not a United States citizen. I am a person of this planet, and I don't even know if person, that's probably a bad word, but I don't know how to describe Yeah, I don't know how to describe myself. I don't work for anybody. I don't get a paycheck. I don't have a bank account. If you're not going to pay me cash, I don't work for you. Look, you just break out the wallet and pay me for what I did. And that's the way I work, and I've been doing this for the last 6 years now. So I was a wealthy person. I was a person in this United States. I did vote, and I owned a fence and deck company. I owned a bar. I owned a DJ company. I was doing very, very well. But, of course, you know, anybody who's doing well that doesn't see eye to eye with this government, they have a tendency to just slap you down and take your stuff away. And that's what happened to me.
Yeah, no kidding. Andy, you can say that again and again. People aren't seeing this. I have tried to reach out to people who had their own businesses many times and get them. Maybe you ought to come on and tell your story. What happens when a good man who's willing to work hard builds his own local business, and how the government regulations go in there? And basically, they almost wage war, in my opinion, against these good men and women who do this.
Well, you know, and when I owned my bar, okay, I'm a white guy. And I opened a bar in Skyway, Washington, which is just south of Seattle. And it was a black neighborhood. So I had to cater to the black neighborhood. And I was into hip-hop. I loved music. I mean, I had been DJing since I was 16. I opened this bar when I was like 44. And I had cops coming in there left and right, just dragging people out of my bar. And eventually, all these cops coming in there and taking people out, that scared people away. And so my bar started to dwindle and dwindle and dwindle, and pretty soon I didn't have near as many people that I normally had. But this was a very, very popular bar. It used to be a tavern. I turned it into a nightclub/bar, and so many people came into my bar, they just loved it. I mean, the black people, they told me I was more black than they were because of the way I ran my bar and stuff, which is odd, and, you know, it's a white guy saying that. But this was a fantastic adventure that I took on, but I knew that, you know, once I had a successful company, that these police officers would come in and destroy it. They even framed me for having a shooting. Somebody got killed in the street, and it was a Swahili bar across the street. Okay, my bar closed at 2. The person was killed in the street at 4:00, and they blamed it on me. It was all over. You can look it up. It's on Como 4 News. It was in the Seattle Times and stuff. Somebody got killed in the street. 4 people were shot, and they blamed it on my bar. My bar was named Champ's Bar and Barbecue. You know, it's just ridiculous how they bring you down. You work your butt off to get to where you're at. You know, in 2008, the housing bubble popped, and my fence company went down. So I took my money, invested in a bar, and they brought me down there, too. Anyway, there you go, sweetheart.
Yeah, I know what's going on. Thank you for filling us in. And I do my best, and maybe the listeners will do their best, to support local businesses. And I also go in, and because I have some knowledge of how all these regulations suck people in. So I usually like to go in and chat with them and ask them if they're having any trouble. It doesn't hurt, you know, because we may have strategies that can help these local businesses defy all of these regulations that are dumped on them. And they can mean the difference between a business that's successful or isn't successful. We need to look out for them. In my honest opinion, these are our neighbors. Okay.
George Carlin said it best.
I want to remind everybody: get the book, Michael Schuman, Going Local, or just do a YouTube search for anything Michael Schuman has to say, because he does a much better job explaining the difference between to a community, the difference between an international corporation and local efforts, local businesses, and it's significant, people.
Well, you know, George Carlin said it best. He said, it's a big club, and you ain't in it.
Yep. Okay, Andy.
I have another caller.
Thank you. I really enjoyed talking to you. Okay, we have time for one more caller, I believe. Joel in Wisconsin. Good evening, Joel.
Good evening. I think, you know, we're talking about, first of all, you're not going to get any callers that's going to defend being a U.S. citizen. You knew that.
I can't believe that, Joel. Come on.
What? I know that we're talking about what the problems are, like the Federal Reserve and the IRS and all, and the money system, and like you said a couple weeks ago, the media is a big problem because it's bought off. Okay, but I think the bigger problem yet is just, and I don't know how to fight it, it's the human condition. Humans are just designed to follow, and most of them are, the majority of them are. And I'll give an example, not to insult you, because I've already commended you for waking up, but if somebody would try to talk to you about this stuff 12 years ago, what would have been their reaction?
Well, here's the thing that I decided, okay, and I learned on my own. People can talk to you, and if you're not ready to hear it, all they'll be doing is planting a little seed, okay? Now, that seed won't grow unless it gets sprinkled. This has been my experience both as the learner and as someone who's trying to share information. Having a little faith that somebody will come along behind you and say something similar that will pique their interest, and they may start to say, geez, I've heard that before. And then maybe someone else, this is how it grows, comes along and says, have you ever heard of this? So it is a slow process, but someone has to plant the seed and have faith that that seed will get watered by others afterwards. And that's been my observation. You can't expect the first time you're going to tell them something that they're just going to automatically abandon their former worldview and accept a new one. That's too much to happen in one sitting, really.
I agree with you. I'm getting some feedback or something here.
Okay.
Well, about the Federal Reserve, I mean, Louis T. McFadden told us about it back in 1933, and it didn't go anywhere. All wars are bankers' wars. That came out from, what was his name, the General Smedley Butler, and that didn't go anywhere. And now I'm going to head back to the media, because if the media was honest and true, if they would report that stuff weekly, daily, or whatever, you know, that would work on the human condition. Then the people would be aware of it. But the people are so in tune to the media and going to reject anything that goes against that, they're not going to... Well, you can plant the seed, but not all seeds sprout. You can ask... Everybody knows that if you overcharge your credit card, you're going to go broke. But the Federal Reserve is actually like a unlimited credit card to the United States government. And if you try to tell people that, they're not going to get that either. If you ask them what the national debt is, which is pushing $20 trillion, now there's a pretty good example right there that the Federal Reserve has been a failure. And if you ask them, who do we owe that money to? Well, they don't know. And you ask them, what percent interest are we paying? They don't know. Yet, the media tells them how smart they are. So you're talking to people who think they're smart, who don't know very basic important things, and rather than listening to someone who's making sense, they will analyze you because you're not like them. I'm just rattling here. Am I still on?
I can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can he hear? Okay. I would recommend that they watch the Money Masters, because that's a big education. It's not just stating a few truths that they can't maybe put together. That, to me, absolutely blew me out of the water. That was my first real introduction into what macroeconomics really are, not what I'm told they are on TV. And that was just a mind blower.
When we bring it back to money, that's something that everybody thinks they understand because they manage their own money, so they think they're smart because they grew up using it, and they think they know what they're doing if they're not, you know, losers that are in debt.
Right.
So that is a really good, anything to do with money is a good way to start.
Yeah, it is. And it was quite a shock to me. I'm afraid we're going to have to wrap up for tonight. Thank you for calling, Joel. Good points.
Okay.
I want to encourage the listeners to stay tuned and listen to our imaging prayer. It's an imaging that we do every week at the end of the show to help people use their mental energy, their imagination, and their creativity to generate the thoughts of the kind of world we want. And believe it or not, that will help tremendously if we would do this exercise regularly. Imagine the world that you know we all deserve. Thank you, people. We'll be back next week.
Have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
We'd like to end tonight's show by reaching up to a higher power, whatever that might mean to you, to assist us in creating the future we all want. Close your eyes as you listen to this beautiful song by Inca Gold called Shout to the Lord, and image families and children enjoying Earth's healthy meadows, forests, oceans, and mountains in perpetuity. Image them laughing, singing, and dancing. Visualize humanity thriving, free from want or fear. Picture the peaceful world we all deserve. Let's joyfully create our future together.
To a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is...